Making life changes requires immense bravery. It takes courage to step out of our comfort zones, to embrace uncertainty, and to challenge ourselves to grow. When confronted with professional burnout, it can be easy to feel trapped in a relentless cycle, but recognizing the need for change and taking that first step towards healing is an act of courage in itself.
As we venture into the depth of self-discovery, we may encounter aspects of ourselves we overlook or hidden away. Embracing these parts, even the vulnerable ones, can bring a newfound sense of authenticity and resilience. It is a beautiful journey of growth and empowerment, uncovering the strength we never knew we had.
I'm Dr. Pindilla Erica Choa.
And I'm Dr. Karine Ochteni. And this is Hey Doc.
Let's chat.
I'm so glad that we're able to reconnect. I missed getting on the mic with you.
I know.
And we were not online with our followers, but we remain connected. And I wanted to take this opportunity to kind of bring everybody back to speed. What has been happening in our lives? I wanted to use today's session to focus on you. I think that the evolution of Dr. Pindilla Erica Choa is something that can be shared, because I believe that a lot of our followers may benefit from hearing your story and what has been happening over the past year.
So much. Really, past 1 to 3 years, COVID has been so transformative, and it's just really changed the trajectory of my life. Honestly, It's been such a blessing to have it. It's allowed me to sit down, reflect on the things that are important to me, and really refocus my life in a direction that I want to go. So it's been a beautiful transformation. It's been a learning experience, but overall, I can't really complain. It's been good.
Yes. I would love to ask you some questions to take us through that journey. If that you may allow, I can ask you some personal questions.
Of course. Okay. Anytime.
All righty. So let's start with the most recent update. I'm very super proud of you.
Okay.
You just started this entrepreneur journey. You opened a new business. Tell us about it.
So before COVID, I had this idea. Well, I had this business plan. I wanted to practice medicine in a different way. So currently at that time, I was working in the emergency department, which is very high stress. I had taken on an administrative position where I was in a position of leadership, and I got to see medicine. I got to see the business of medicine. And let me tell you, your eyes become open. It was such an amazing journey, such an amazing learning experience. But what it taught me was, this may not be it for me. I really value the relationships that I form with my patients. I love going to work because of my patients. But the things that frustrate me about medicine are not my patients, it's the business side of it. And so what I wanted to do was to bring medicine back into people's homes. You saw when you watch these TV shows and you have these people back in the day when they're sick, they call up their doctor comes to their house, the doctor knows the family, they know the kids, they really are a part of that home. And I value that. And I really wanted to make that experience and bring that experience back for my patients. And so I thought, why don't I create a business, medical concierge business, and call it EM Care to You.
Yes.
And I get to do that now. You know,
I
shaped it in such a way that I build long-lasting relationships with my clients. I have the ability to go into their homes. I can see each member of their family. I could do labs. I could do IV fluids. I can even order imaging for them to go into an imaging center, and really trying to bypass that waiting room, which is awful, by the way. You know, I remember sitting at work waiting for patients, and not because patients didn't exist, but patients couldn't come back into the emergency department because our hospital did not have the staffing. We didn't have the staffing, we didn't have the space. And so patients really back up in the waiting room, waiting 6-8 hours. And so It is a terrible thing to be a waiting room patient. I know you've been there with your kid.
Yeah.
It is an awful experience. And so my patients get to bypass that. And really, we want to save the emergency department for emergency situations when they really have to go. That's when we want to have them go in. And when that happens, because of my expertise, I'm able to serve as an advocate for them. And I can call, I can talk to the physicians there. I can make sure that they're getting the very best care. So it's lovely.
I love it. I can hear the passion. And I'm so excited for you. I'm so excited. I'm so proud of you. And I wanted to ask you specifically, what inspired you? I know you say you were tired of the business of medicine, but mm-hmm. what was the inspiration behind your decision, truly?
Truly speaking, I didn't want to get to a point where I was burnt out as a physician. I know why I went into medicine, and I know the things that make me tick. I know what excites me about life. And I knew that if I continued going into the emergency department day after day in the way that I was doing it, mm-hmm. that I was going to get burnt out. And I really wanted to do something that would be meaningful. And this felt meaningful. And mm-hmm. so I would say my inspiration was my desire to live a fulfilling life mm-hmm. and to be able to carve that space to build relationships. And really also for my daughter. My daughter, she's been through so many transitions, which I'm sure we'll talk about, but she's been through so many transitions, and my ER shifts are insane. You know, working 10:30 p.m. to 6:30 a.m., 6:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., 4 p.m. to 1 a.m. My shifts were everywhere, and it's not a set schedule every day. And it was very chaotic for her. And so this is a much more refined process. It's mostly an 8-to-5 operation. But when my clients do need me after hours, I avail myself, but I also have staff who can avail themselves to my patients. And if I go away, I block off that time. I'm not available, but there is mm-hmm. another on-call physician or another on-call nurse practitioner who take those calls. So mm-hmm. it's just mm-hmm. definitely, it's a better life for me. It's more fulfilling for me. And I think also for my patients.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You mentioned physician burnout, which is a topic that recently was everywhere, you know, mm-hmm. a lot with COVID, a lot of physicians were experiencing that. You as an ER physician, you and I, we had private conversations about burnout. And I feel like it was also the beginning of you realizing that there's something else that I need to be doing, mm-hmm. right? So I wanted to kind of pry in a little bit in your process and ask you, how did you manage to overcome that period of time where you felt like I could be potentially experiencing burnout, or I'm on the verge of experiencing burnout? I need to do something about it. Mm. And what did you end up doing that gave you the courage, leap of faith, to start your business?
Yeah, I would say that when you start to dread going into work, that is a problem, right? And especially when it's something that you've loved in the past, when what you love has become an utter, I don't even know the word, when it just becomes dreadful to mm. walk into that shift. Mm. And so I started experiencing those feelings. I started having to meditate before I go into work. I started giving myself pep talks, really hyping myself up. And I emphasize this, it's not because of my patients. It's not even because of my coworkers. It's just the overall process, the things that are going on around me, just how the system, you mm. know, where the system has brought me. And so I just realized at some point that this is not my endpoint, and I have more to accomplish. I have more impact to make. And so I think I remember I didn't really transition like most people will transition out of their jobs. You know, mm-hmm. I just resigned from my job because I had to make a choice, and it really had to be, do I do this business or do I continue the status quo? And making that leap of faith is huge, especially jumping into entrepreneurship.
It is.
It's extremely risky. It's extremely terrifying. And
it's brave.
And it's brave. And it's brave but if not now, when? Mm-hmm. And how will I know that it doesn't work if I don't try? Mm-hmm. And so I had to trust in a higher power. I had to trust God that he was going to take care of me and is taking care of me, and that everything would be okay. And honestly, I'm all about brave decisions. I've made a lot of brave decisions in my life. I've made a lot of leaps, and I've been okay every time.
That we know, that we know. So in this journey of what seems to be self-discovery, how do you think your process is influencing actually your approach to patient care?
So I think that just my life experience in general, I have a lot of experience to give to my patients, life experience. And so I've seen things, I've been in places, and I'm able to relate to a lot of my patients. And when you talk about, one of my slogans is, are you tired of waiting? You know, like, because it's so real. I've been there. I've been a patient myself. Mm-hmm. I've been a mother to a patient. I've been a daughter to a patient. Mm-hmm. I have been there. And so I can relate to my patients because I know their struggles. And so I think I just bring a different experience to the homes of my clients. And so I just think that this is a better situation or setup for everybody all the way together, because we get to build a relationship. And when you build a relationship with your patients, it goes beyond just saying, okay, let's take care of this problem.
Absolutely.
You know, you get to see their families. You get to see what is important to them.
Absolutely.
So it's different.
And I second that all the way. It adds a layer to how you feel as a physician, as a provider, mm-hmm. too, right? Mm-hmm. That relationship you get to develop with your patients. And I can see how, even watching you go through that process, how you feel, and I hear you being more fulfilled. Mm-hmm. So that brings me joy for you. So I wanted to take this a little bit deeper. I want to share, with your permission, which I had requested before this interview, okay, to discuss personal topics. So I wanted to open up a little bit more on your personal journey. You've gone through a lot of changes recently, and I wanted to ask you how you navigate through those changes, and specifically having experience going through a divorce. Mm. How are you doing?
So for the listeners, they don't know this, but yes, I am now, I'm status post, 1 year status post, filing a divorce. Well, at least having a divorce complete. The process has been, you know, was, I guess, enacted 2 years ago. So we were separated from my husband about 2 years ago, and the divorce was complete last year. And when I say what a process, like, I mean that. I never in my life thought that I would get a divorce. And that was just not something in my vocabulary. I plan to be with the same person for the rest of my life. And that's just the journey that I wanted to have. I wanted the white picket fence. I wanted the kids. I wanted the whole, you know, nine yards. Mm. And when I started to go through life and realize that we're not right for each other, and this situation is not healthy, particularly for me, I can't speak for his experience, but I just went through a phase where I knew that if I continued in this way, that it was not a healthy situation for me or my child. And so I did make that leap of faith. And that was huge for me, especially being the only first person within my family to get a divorce. I mean, that is not something that happens. And so I would mm-hmm. say that was pretty life-changing. But it also, you know, when you talk about bravery, that mm-hmm. being one of the hardest things that I've ever had to do in my life. Girl, I could do anything now. Oh, this
You're job. You're a superwoman.
Oh, this job ain't working. You know what?
Bye.
You know, and it's like nobody's going to even say anything, because at this point, it's like I've literally defied the odds. Like I did something different and that nobody would do in my family. So people can't really, you know, they can't really say much. And so I would say that was a huge life-changing moment for me, but it allowed me to walk in this life with such bravery, with such confidence, knowing that I can make difficult choices that are good for me. It may not mm-hmm. look good. It may not be optics of all, may not make sense to other people, or that path is very difficult because now you have to deal with all the changes that your child is going to go through. But I made that choice for me because that's what I needed to survive, to go through life. And if I continued in that path, it was not going to be a sustainable thing for me. So that was an amazing moment for me, knowing that I made such a difficult choice. So kudos to me.
No, kudos to you. And I have to tell you, watching you as a friend and not having the tools to do anything but to just be there for you, I remember thinking how brave you were. But not only that, how courageous you were, and thinking about our background and all the buzz, that noise that I'm sure you had in your ears from family. And I was just thinking, Erica, there's something about her. She will land on her feet. She will land on her feet. And all we could do was just to pray for you during that journey. And when I look at you today, one thing I really admire about you is the resilience, but the beauty of the resilience and how you walk through it all. So I appreciate you for sharing this with our audience, because I know that there's someone out there who could use the encouragement and be hopeful that it won't always look this bad. Right? It won't always look this bad. So this leads me to ask, what advice could you give to any fellow physician or just a fellow woman having to go through life-changing experiences and wondering what tomorrow looks like? What advice could you give?
I would say focus on the now. You know, oftentimes we start to think about what the future looks like. Is it going to be pretty? Is it going to be ugly? Focus on the now. So how am I feeling now? Am I fulfilled? Because tomorrow you may not make it. You may walk out. A lot of people didn't make it through COVID. And so you have to live in the moment. The future is really important as well. But if you start to think about the what if I make this choice? What is my future going to look like? It's not going to make you make that choice for now. And so just for any woman and any physician, I think you should pause and say, am I fulfilled? Am I doing what I'm supposed to do? Am I living out my purpose? If not, how can I change? And I always tell people this. I say, put time frames. It sounds so dumb, but you remember how I was. I was like, if it's not changing by January 2022, I'm out.
I remember. I remember. And I will just be, giggling. I'd be like, Erica.
No, I'm for real. And even with my job, I said July 2020. I kid you not. I said this, maybe it was like a year and a half ago. I said July 2023. 2023, hopefully my loans are paid off by then. But if my job ain't it, I'm out of here.
Yes. And you manifested it.
I manifested that thing. And let me say, girl, my company launched July 1st.
Mm-hmm. And your loans were paid.
And my loans were paid.
Let's give that credit to God. Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But you've always done that. You've always been someone who's very engaged in the process of self-discovery and seeking joy, right?
Absolutely. And
I joke about this all the time. I say, there's one thing about Erica. She's not going to be unhappy and sitting in her tears and cry. Nope. She's going to find that light and keep it pushing. And that's also the light that you give out, you know? So I think that's something that you need to know, that your story is not only for you, but also for others to know that it won't always be like this. Mm-hmm. It won't always be like this. So I'm very, very proud of you. Now, the next question I have for you takes us back to your business, being a successful, and again, I'm manifesting it, being a successful entrepreneur and a very respected medical professional. How do you envision your new business aligning with your passion for healthcare and making a positive impact?
That is a major question, sis.
Right.
No,
it's a plug for your business. Wink, wink.
It's a plug. No, I mean, I literally, look at me. I am a Black woman. I'm a Black physician. I am a walking testimony of the amazing things that we can accomplish. And so I think number one, me existing in such a space. Yes. Right. I don't know how many, I mean, they're out there, I'm sure, especially in Atlanta. You know, I'm sure there's physicians who are doing some sort of medical concierge, but I am literally going into your home. Right. And I'm forming those bonds. Not a lot of such practices do exist. And so I think knowing that I'm going to provide you timely care as well as quality care, I think that is my ministry. Right. I'm just existing. And the mere fact that I exist, I'm able to encourage people who look like me in the field. Right. Mm-hmm. To motivate people who look like me as clients and patients to make positive changes. We know that when clients have or patients have Black physicians and they are people of color, that they do much better.
Yes.
I think in itself, just being a physician, being present, being who I am is completing my ministry and what I came to do on this earth. You know, so I don't think in terms of how I can make an impact in healthcare. Like, I know I'm making an impact and I know I will make an impact with this business, just the mere fact of existing.
Well, you said it well. You said it well.
That's it.
So as we're closing, I'm thinking, you know, I'm reflecting on your story, which is an amazing example of resilience and growth. I'm thinking about someone listening and I want to ask for them if you could share personal reflections on how you transformed through these challenges and came out stronger.
Well, my tools, you know, because we're all about leaving our audience with tools. Number one, I would say that I got therapy. We've said this on multiple episodes before, but when I had my daughter, I struggled with postpartum depression. And for the first time in my life, I had a therapist. And, you know, that therapist guided me throughout the challenges of COVID through the point of my divorce. I ended up changing therapist after that, but even continuing to have somebody available there to help me through difficult moments was literally clutch, right? And then having a good circle around me. I've had amazing circle of women who have been there for me and men, you know, who have been there for me and availed themselves for me and my daughter. And so building your circle and your tribe is super important. And then I'll say meditation and prayer, right? You know, Yes. There's a lot of times when you are not sure which direction to take and you just need to sit and listen to either that still small voice or, you know, I don't know what everybody's religious beliefs are, but we say, listen to that still small voice, you know, the Holy Spirit speak to you and lead you and guide you. And for other people, it may just be listening to what steps they need to take, listening to themselves and really blocking out all of that background noise. And so I say meditation and prayer is key. And then believing in yourself, positive affirmations on the daily, and really canceling out all the negative thoughts that come in. So I would say those things have guided me and will continue to guide me as I continue to go through my career and my life, really.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for being so open and honest. You know, I really appreciate that. I want to ask you one last question, which is all that you've been through, how do you envision the future of our podcast, Hey Doc, Let's Chat? And how do you plan to use the podcast to inspire and support others facing similar situations and or hurdles?
Well, you know, me and you have so much knowledge to share and we have so many experiences to share. So I think we just have to be consistent in bringing all our experiences to the mic. And so I think if we can do that, we can be successful. And we have an amazing audience who continues to support us, even when we deliver them content once a year.
We are grateful for you guys. We are.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, no, that's how I see it. We're just going to continue bring our experiences here. So yeah.
And I agree with you. I think that one, we have a lot to offer. We have a lot to share. Today we focused on you, and we're going to get a chance to circle back on me.
Oh yeah.
But I do want to promise our audience that we are going to be present. We are going to come back and share with you and walk with you through these different experiences that we've had. And I hope that whomever is out there and listening and being plugged in with us from the very beginning is not going to give up on us, because we've gone through a lot of changes, but we are coming back strong and even more beautiful.
I love it. I love it. It's all been right. Wonderful. Well,
it's been wonderful. Thank you so much for joining me today.
I'm Dr. Pindilla Erica Choa.
And I'm Dr. Karine Osteni. And this is Hey Doc.
Let's chat.